Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Caravan Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 305, season 13. Today's date is February 11th, 2024, and welcome to the show. On today's show, I'm going to talk about my memories of two games that I had when I was a kid in the 1970s, and they were involved with billiards. One, it was called Skittle Pool. And the other one was called Pivot Pool. And I'll talk about my memories of those games. Also, I'll talk about the Flag Brothers shoe store. That's quite interesting. I'll talk about my memories of that store. They had several locations in Chicago. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Pillsbury Egg Baskets. I know, it sounds bizarre. Well, when you tune in a commercial, I hope they'll explain to you what that's about. So here's a commercial from 1975, featuring, of course, Poppin' Fresh, the doll. And I'll be right back with the program, folks. Thank you.
Eggman.
Oh, nothing today, Mr. Hatch.
Got a new way to fix eggs.
Oh, a new way to fix eggs?
Yep, egg baskets from Pillsbury. They're fresh dough. Pat them in your muffin tin, add an egg, and bake them the way you like.
Hey, great eggs.
Oh, but what about the
egg baskets? Yeah. Get them in your store.
An egg, exciting way to fix eggs.
Egg baskets next to eggs.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Pillsbury Egg Baskets. That commercial explains what that was about. You just crack an egg, put it in the dough that comes from Pillsbury, and you bake it in the oven, and they come out hot and fresh and gooey. You like that? And that was that. You know, looked pretty good. I saw the commercial on YouTube. When I was a little boy, well, a little baby too, you know, my mom used to feed me with, soft boiled eggs like that. They were pretty good. You know, eggs, I love eggs, but, I try to be careful, you know, my cholesterol, you know, I take a pill for that now. I only eat like once a week. Rarely, you know, so I either have hard boil. I like scrambled. Sunny side up is good. The best is like when you dunk your toast in, you know, and you just eat it. Oh, that's good. I like that. Anyway, it's not one of my favorite breakfasts, you know. So, I never knew about this product. Well, maybe I did. It sounded familiar. I probably forgot about it, but I don't know. I had a sense of familiarity about it. I just probably totally forgot. So this product in particular probably didn't last very long. So, like most Pillsbury products come and go like that. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to discuss about the two games that involved billiards when I was a little boy in the 1970s, Skittle Pool and Pivot Pool. And before I get started, I'll mention a couple things. Yesterday, I mentioned about my health, but I'm not going to go into it today. I fully explained that. So one thing I'm going to say, I'm going to wait till February 2nd to see my oncologist and see what he says. That is all. Oh, and one last thing. We'll see my urologist on March 27th. Yeah, that's it. I don't want to dwell on it. A lot of people have told me, especially my family, don't think about it. Just, you know, focus. Being positive. You'll be okay. I'm trying. It's not easy. Second thing is, today is Super Bowl Sunday. I've said this in the past, not into football, not into sports. You know, with this hoopla today, this hype is very different than I have seen before. I have never seen this before. Excuse me. We know why, because of Taylor Swift, the singer, and she's involved with this football player. In, you know, for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're all waiting. Is she gonna come? Like that. Last I heard that she is coming to the game, but you know, I have a funny feeling most of the media is gonna, you know, put their full intention on her, you know, rather than the game. Well, I hope not, but I mean, she's a nice young lady, but it's not her fault. You know, so I have a feeling a lot of sports fans and also maybe TV commentators, you know, in the sports field, they're getting tired of it. It's never ending. You know, a couple of people say, nah, their romance won't last long. Yeah, it's just a fling like that. You never know. And so as for the game, I don't know. I'll try to watch it, but I don't think so. You know, because I get a lot of anxiety, and it's like it's not healthy for me to watch it. Because it's all the hoopla. And, you know, on social media, it's worse. I see all those posts, you know, about that. People that I know, people I don't know, and, you know, what they post like every moment of the game. They do this on any sporting event, you know. Like this guy passed a touchdown. This guy fumbled the ball. This, and it's baseball, basketball, anything like that, really. But mostly it's football. I've noticed for the past few years, and you know, you have somebody who's in the sports field in the media. That's fine. You could do that, you know. And then when they're disappointed about something, oh, we have to read this, you know. But either you can just unfollow them or, you know, for the time being, you know, then you have a clean, you know, news feed on your social media accounts, you know, Facebook and X. You could do that. And then you just return to them, you know, and follow them again. You could do that too. But, you know, I'm trying to stay away. It's not healthy. So maybe I'll just relax, have dinner, take a nap, read a book, watch a movie. I don't know what I'm going to do. But it's just, it's aggravating. Also, another silly thing about this is not the game. I don't blame the game or the players. It's like the fans, they want to make the next day a holiday, which is totally absurd. You know, if they want to call in sick, you know, to where they work, what about the people that do work there? You know, and they have to pick up their slack, you know, of their work. That's not fair. You know, that's happened to me in the past. You know, so you know, I have to learn to keep my mouth shut. You know, I didn't do that in the past. You know, I said this repeatedly all the time. I don't watch football. I don't watch sports. You know, I got to stop it. People know that. It's a stupid habit. I got to break that habit. It's not right. You know, so lot of people know who I am and what I don't like or dislike. So it's, you know, well, a couple of people got annoyed. I told this story before that a long time ago. Someone invited me to a Super Bowl party. And I said, no, I don't want to go. I said, but I'll keep you company. And I go, all right, I'll go. I went there. There were about 30 people in a house. They say hello. They just raised, you know, but they're all facing the TV. So you know what happened? I had no one to talk to, really, and I just ate. I gorged and binged, you know, potato chips, corn chips, pizza, a lot of soda. And I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. This is unhealthy. I can't do this. And I'm bored. I got to get out of here, you know. Luckily, the house was not too far from my house, so I just walked. But I didn't say anything. I didn't say goodbye. And then my friend called me later on and said, Pete, where were you? What happened? And they said, I couldn't take it anymore. You know, and I asked him, how long did it for you to notice me when I was gone? About 45 minutes. And a lot of people didn't care, you know, if I was there. They wouldn't care if I was just drop dead and they would just, you know, they're too obsessed with the game. I understand that. If you love the game, you like the sport, great. It's just not for me. No. You can watch it at home. Watching home with your family is wonderful. It's great. Better than going to a bar, you know, with a big screen TV, with a lot of people screaming, getting out of control. No. Stay at home. It's comfortable. It's private. And it's, you know, you relax and you can go to the bathroom, whatever you want. You know, you can pause the game. It's great. Okay. That's enough for that. Well, I hope everyone has a good time. All right, let's get started. I'm going to talk about Skittle Pool and Pivot Pool. Now, I had these billiard games when I was a kid in the 1970s, and I was fascinated by the commercials. I remember the first time I saw Skittle Pool was on TV. I think it was like Channel 32 on WFLD TV in Chicago. And that featured Don Adams, the actor who played Maxwell Smart on Get Smart. And he did a couple of commercials, excuse me, of this product. And he was like the spokesman for these games. The games were come from the Aurora Toy Company. I think they were famous for making model cars, you know. Not just cars, I think like monsters and airplanes and all of that. I used to see that all the time. So when I first saw this commercial for Skittle Pool, I was fascinated. I was like, oh, I got to get this game. And I begged my mom to buy it for me, you know, and pleaded with her, I want this game. And she goes, all right, fine. That's the only sport I really, well, no, it's not the only sport I like, excuse me. I like bowling. I still do. You know, I haven't bowled in a long time, but I like bowling and pool. I like billiards. That's the only thing I like. And that was decent. I was okay. Not a professional. So pool, you know, like, I used to go to the pool halls, you know, like in those, like in the 70s and the 80s, sometimes at Fort City Bowl, at Fort City Mall. They had a couple of pool tables. Also at Scottsdale Ball at 83rd Street and Cicero Avenue on the southwest side. I used to play pool with my friends or alone. You know, I like the game. Or you go to some people's homes and they had a pool table. And when I saw a pool table, I was like, oh, I love this game. Because, you know, I was fascinated by all the pool balls, all the different colors and all that. I mean, it's kind of nice. So my mom bought the Skittle Pool. And I think maybe for my birthday, I don't know. I don't remember exactly where she bought it. Maybe it's got to be in Ashburn, you know, 1974. It's got to be that. Or I don't know if she bought it when we were in Roseland, you know, at the People Store in the toy store department. I don't think so. I don't remember. I have to ask my brother. He probably remembers that. Anyway, so I remember getting that at home. I couldn't wait to assemble it. And then my brothers and I played all the time. And then the object of the game is like, it's like a regular pool table. You put all the balls in the rack. Instead of a cue stick, you would just take this like a round ball that's attached to a chain and then just hit this other ball. And then you put the cue ball right in front of it and you just swing and you just aim. Like that, and it makes that noise, you know, like a real pool table. And it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, and well, then after that, I got a little tired of it, but it was a great game. It really was, you know. As for Don Adams, he did a couple commercials of that, and the other Skittle toys. I want to mention those. For example, there was Skittle Baseball, Skittle Bingo, Skittle Horseshoes, Skittle Poker, Skittle Scoreboard, Score Ball, excuse me, Skittle Tic-Tac, or is it Skittle Tac-Toe? Yeah, do you get that? There was Skittle Tennis and Skittle Ball. I think that was probably the first one. Skittle ball is like bowling pins, like that. So, most of them featured Don Adams on the boxes of the toys, and I used to see those Children's Bargain Town. They were on the turn into Toys R Us, and I used to walk down the aisles and see those games like that, which was cool. Yeah, it was nice. You know, I haven't played pool in a long time. Not for a long time. When we lived in Ashburn neighborhood in the late 70s, my father brought like a portable pool table from one of the properties he owned. And it was very small, but he brought cue sticks and all that. And we started playing, you know, and it was fun. You know, then I got tired of it, but it wasn't really a big pool table, just a small one, but it was acceptable, and it was fun. And then we had kids come over and they play and all that, and it was fine. Now you play pool on the internet. It's not the same, you know. I play that once in a while, and let's see what else. So I don't know if it's still made. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, the second pool game is, of course, Pivot Pool. A lot of people remember Pivot Pool. Pivot Pool was made for Milton Bradley, and this was a little different. And it was like a small, you put it on the table and play, and it had like a pivot, and you would just put the ball in front of a thingamajig, and then you start shooting, but you aim, you know, where the ball is right near the pockets. And so shoot like that. Of course, what's famous about Pivot Pool is the commercials that featured Lucille Ball. And when I saw this on TV, I wanted to get that too. And I begged my mom, "Mom, I got to buy this game." She goes, "Another one? Yeah, another one. I'm going to." So, but this is different. And so I remember the commercials for that. Well, it's one commercial, really. I can't find it on YouTube. So then I remember the commercial very well. Lucy comes down to some pool hall down in the lower level of a building. And then she holds out a bathing suit saying, I'm here with my bathing suit. Where's the pool? And the gangsters go, "It ain't that kind of pool, lady. It's Pivot Pool." And the other gangster goes, "You line up the pivot," and then Lucy starts shooting, you know, that game. I don't know if she was really playing. You know, I guess she was, but she enjoyed the game, I guess. And I remember that commercial vividly, like yesterday. It looked like a lot of fun. So my mom did buy me that. And I kept it for a few years. Also, she made, she was like the spokeswoman for other games on Milton Bradley, for example, not just Pivot Pool, Pivot Golf. I never owned that. So it's, I don't know much about that. I don't know much about golf. So it's sort of the same way. And then she did a couple more called Body Language. It's like charades, like that. And let's see, two more she did. One was Solitaire. It's like a solitaire game, you know, with cards. I like solitaire. Also another one called Cross Up. It's like a puzzle game, like that. And she did commercials of that. I think you can find a couple of them on YouTube if you like. I wish I could find a commercial for Pivot Pool. That would be awesome. That'd be great. Like that. You know, I would love to get my hands on Pivot Pool. I would love to get that, of course. And according, you know, I think she was a good pool player. You know, maybe. She did an episode of The Lucy Show where she was in a contest doing a pool game. And you know, she did win, to make a long story short, she played against a woman, and it wasn't a woman. That was Dick Shawn, the comedian. He dressed up as a woman. And you have to see the episode. It's hilarious, like that. Okay. So right now, I'm going to play the commercial for Skittle Pool featuring Don Adams. And this is from 1972, something like that. And when I come back, I'll describe the commercial. And then after that, I will talk about Flag Brothers Shoe Store. Okay? So here is the commercial for Skittle Pool featuring Don Adams from 1972 from the Aurora Toy Company. Thank you.
Nice shot.
I've made better. Want to play?
I came to play Wisconsin Skinny.
That's me. You a hustler?
Nope, salesman.
Break.
Salesman, huh?
What do you sell?
Skittle Pool. Skittle Pool by Aurora. It's a lot of fun.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Skittle Pool featuring Don Adams from 1972. That's from the Aurora Toy Company. Let me talk a little bit about Don Adams. I used to love him on Get Smart. I first started watching him on reruns of the show on Channel 32 when I was very little. And then when they broadcast on Channel 44, that's when I really got into the show. And, you know, on WSNS, they had it like every night at 6. And I was hooked on it. I thought it was hilarious. You know, it's based on, the spy era in the 1960s. You had Barbara Feldon as 99, Edward Platt as the chief, and all these gadgets and the chaos agents, you know, that's their enemy. My favorite is the Cone of Silence. I remember they had a portable one walking around, but my favorite scene is like when they had the Cone of Silence, it was malfunctioning and they press the button and it go up and down and then it came crashing down on a desk. Oh, he was a wonderful man. He was funny. I loved him, you know, but he was so identified with that role, you know. And he had these catchphrases, would you believe, miss me by that much, you know. Yeah, he was a comedian, so he played the role well. I have this show on DVD. I haven't watched it in a long time, but I have it, the whole series on DVD, and it's great to watch the whole thing. I'm going to start rewatching it. You know, so that's a great show. It's funny. It's really funny. Okay. So as for pool, you know, like I said before, I like the game. I really do. I play a couple of games like Nine Ball and Stripes and Solids. You know, that's fun. Like that. Okay, next I'm going to talk about Flag Brothers shoe stores. Now, to be honest, I don't know much. I don't have much information about this shoe store. I used to see it when I was a kid. They had several locations in the Chicagoland area. I don't know exactly where, but I know a couple. They opened one in Ford City Shopping Center on the southwest side of Chicago in 1965. In the mall, they had that. My family and I moved from South Shore to Roseland in 1969. We lived in an apartment building above a shoe store. It wasn't Flag Brothers. It was Shift Shoes. Flag Brothers, I believe, was across the street. And I remember seeing that sign with the flag and, you know, and it said, So it said Flag Brothers, you know, inside the flag. That's right. And it was men's shoes. They didn't sell women. No, I don't think so. You know, so they seemed like good shoes. I remember my mother and I and my brothers, we walk on down Michigan Avenue. We used to see the window display of the shoes. And they look pretty nice like that. Then styles were changing with shoes. You know, the heels got higher. The soles got higher, you know. And they were like these platform shoes. And then came the disco era, like that. And the men were wearing those, you know, especially African American men that they're dancing on Soul Train, and you see them wear those shoes, and I go, oh my God. You know, that was very stylish back then. It really was, like that. And someone mentioned there might be one on the north side, maybe on Lincoln and Belmont. They could have been in downtown Chicago in the Loop. Maybe. I think so. I don't really remember, but I do remember the one in Ford City. You know, I used to see that. So I don't know when it opened. I have no idea. Or when it closed. I think it closed maybe the late 70s. So I think it opened maybe in the 50s, maybe the late 40s. I don't know. And I don't even know if it's named after two brothers named Flag. Maybe they were. I don't know. But I've seen some ads on the internet. You know, they're pretty funny. You know, this is from the 70s, you know, with the bell-bottom pants. You know, and the shoes, oh my God, you know. Sometimes the pants were plaid like that. They looked very shiny, very nice, you know. And even they came in leather, they came in suede, like that. You can find those on eBay. You can find them like that. And let's see, I just remember the flags on the buildings like that, you know, that's the Flag Brothers. When you mention somebody about Flag Brothers, yeah, they remember that story. They bought their nice shoes, different colors, loafers, you know, with laces, without laces, you know. You don't want your heels or your soles that high like that, so. That's kind of funny. You know what? All kinds of shoe stores come and go. Like, for example, Fava. or Kinney, Tom McCann, Mailing, or is it Mailing? like that. Florsheim, Chandler's, Baker's Shoes. The list goes on and on and on. Like that. But you know, shoe stores, you don't find them, you don't find that many today either. When where I get my shoes, I go to Kohl's. That's what I do. You know, I buy my gym shoes for my walking, or I gotta buy dress shoes soon. You know, so that's where you buy them most of the time. Unless you go to right now Walmart or Target, you know, like that. Some people order online, you know, like Zappos. I think that's the online store. I have never ordered shoes online. Well, first, because my feet are a little different, you know, they're a little wide, you know, like most people. And you want to go to the store and try them on. Or you have a salesman. They'll help you with that. You know, they put your foot on the measuring thing like that. I don't know what it's called. And they help you, you know, select the shoes. So I don't know what young people today want to order online. That doesn't work. No. Okay, so that's it for this show. And I want to apologize for rambling on, you know, today about the Super Bowl. It's going to be fine. Okay, so I'll do a recap of what I talked about today. I talked about the toy billiard games, Skittle Pool and Pivot Pool. One is from the company Aurora, and the other one's from Milton Bradley in the Flagg Brothers Shoe Store. Okay. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker, Overcast. Also, it'll be on my blog, vanishingchicagoland.blog. It's also on my YouTube channel. Again, people have asked me, where do I listen to your podcast? Where do I watch your podcast? Go to YouTube. Just hit the subscribe button if you search it. Also on the apps, please press follow. It'll take it right there. And you will get the latest episodes. Also, you can listen to previous episodes if you like. Also, it'll be shared on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, Instagram, excuse me, I can't say the word. It's also on Threads. They have the links there. Also, LinkedIn, Reddit. Also, I'm on Blue Sky. I have an announcement on Blue Sky. You can sign up for Blue Sky. You don't have to get an invitation. You can just sign in, which is cool. They just opened that up about a couple of days ago. And also, of course, you know, I forgot to mention this. I'm on TikTok. It is on TikTok. You know, I'm not much of a TikTok person, but yeah, it's there if you'd like to see it. Because it's big. It's big. Like that. Okay. Okay, so this is Pico Steinish, your host for Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I have another episode. Maybe Tuesday. We'll see. Probably. And everyone enjoy watching the game. Have fun. And have a great Sunday. Today's weather is not too bad. You know, I hope the sun comes out. It's a little cloudy. So here's bye-bye for me. And here's a little traveling music with Ray Rayner saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.